It's a Bill King show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
So the high school coach in Georgia gets the first drop of the day, right? It's a good one, though. No, it's a damn good one, actually. I don't care what level it is. Coach Rush Probst right there, starting things off. That's back to his, actually, he wasn't in Georgia there. He was at Hoover High School back then. 888-702-5494. Hope you're doing well. We're just sitting here in the rain. No big deal. We had a brief respite yesterday where it was actually sunny. It was actually Mother Nature, like, trolling us. Yeah, trolling us. And then right back to the rain. And it's supposed to continue through the weekend. So anyways, that's where we are at. I hope you're doing better. You probably are. 888-702-5494, Twitter at Bill is King. And if you want to email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Brad Powers, for all of you degenerates, in hour number three, handicapping. Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com, in hour number three. So what's going on in your world? What do you want to get into? Well, some news later on Thursday that hit. Now, it doesn't fall into the category of the oblong spheroid, which is always the best news, right? Football news trumps everything else, always. But there is a report from USA Today that the NBA is going to take a sport that is struggling for identity anyways, and they are going to make it even worse. Now, you know, and we have to always reiterate this, you know the rule about how you can't turn pro until after your freshman year in basketball, college basketball. And still to this day, people after Zion Williamson the other night hurt his knee, and it's not a severe knee injury, but still, tweet after tweet about how unfair the NCAA is and bashing the NCAA, which they've got their faults. I'm not suggesting otherwise. But the rule about when you can turn pro in basketball is an NBA rule. It's not an NCAA rule. It's the labor-negotiated NBA rule. Got to remember, NBA players, particularly the ones that are not the stars, but they're on rosters and they're making lots of money, it's not in their best interest to have a bunch of high school hotshots eligible to come on in. It takes jobs away. These jobs are not unlimited. These jobs are finite. There are very few people on the planet Earth that can assume and occupy an NBA roster spot. Even if you never get off the bench, you make a ton of money. So, again, this works both ways. But news hit on Thursday, allegedly, that the NBA is proposing, again, this is an NBA rule. This is not an NCAA rule. NCAA has not been the one that had the rule that you couldn't turn pro. It's the NBA labor negotiated rule. And apparently, and again, there's some anonymity here, but it leaked out USA Today. The NBA has submitted to the National Basketball Players Association a formal proposal that will lower the draft eligible age to 18 from 19. Now, again, it reads like this. The person requested anonymity because he was not authorized to publicly discuss discussions between the league and the union. Again, that is a labor law, NBA labor law topic. So, to take the college game and to take away let's also admit this. There are only a very few players in the NBA, in high school basketball, coming out. Like recently a Zion Williamson or an R.J. Barrett, players like that. And Anthony Davis for Kentucky a few years ago, etc. I mean, every year there's a few players that are good enough. 99.99999% of the players aren't good enough to do this. But the college game needs the stars. It really does. And this is not good. I don't care about the crowd that says, it's not fair, you got a right to make a living. I don't give a damn. Because this isn't hurting anybody. The current rule's not hurting anybody. You're still going to make your money if you're good enough. And the college experience is, I think, even if it's 1 year, I think it is a very important part of your life. Whether you're there for 8 months or you're there for 4 or 5 years or you get your PhD, whatever it is, I think it's a good experience. It gets you out of your home. It gets you out of your comfort zone. It teaches you some lessons. Now, it doesn't teach you real life, doesn't get you where you need to be, but it's a stepping stone. So I don't like this idea, but it was coming. Yeah, I don't like it at all. It goes on to read, now, this is not immediate, if it indeed does happen. It says if this change is put into effect, it would be official by the 2022 draft. Says both the NBA and the Players Association would have to agree to any change to the current rules. Commissioner Adam Silver has previously been critical of the current age restriction and doesn't think it's been working for the NBA. So there you go. So you're taking a sport, college basketball, which over the years has relegated itself to second and third class compared to college football. College football has routed college basketball. Routed it. Secretariat at the Belmont, 1973. And now they're putting back in the rule, perhaps, that the high school superstar doesn't even have to go to college. Just go on to the NBA. Let me also ask you this. This is actually good news for a lot of colleges as far as winning and losing. What's Kentucky going to do? What's Duke going to do? Duke's no different than Kentucky. They act like they're more academic, but when it comes to sports, they're not. North Carolina is a fraud, okay? And the NCAA is a willing accomplice to North Carolina when it comes to their athletes. So what happens, everybody? When Duke's going to have all these one-and-dones, R.J. Barrett's not going there anymore. Zion Williamson, you're not going to see Zion Williamson in a college game anymore. All these stars, most of them, that go to Kentucky, you won't see anymore. That means you could have a signing class in November, a basketball signing class in November, get to the draft and not have anybody. That's what this means. And that's good for the college game, right? See, I'm about the college game. I don't give a damn about the other stuff. I don't give a damn about the fairness and all that other stuff. I don't. I'm about the college game. Having a rule. Now, again, it's an NBA rule. It's not a college rule. The rule that you have to go and play your freshman year, or now you don't have to do that. You can go to Europe, or as the Cosby Cattleman said the other day, you can learn Hungarian, you can go to Jerusalem, you can go to Tel Aviv, but you can't go right out of high school typically to the NBA game. You got 1 year, a 1 year cushion. I don't think that's a bad idea. It's castigated as totally unfair and unreasonable. I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's a good idea. And so far, it hasn't cost anybody a penny. If you're that good, you're going to get your money. If you're that good, don't go to college. Go to Tel Aviv. Make your money there, and then go to the NBA. If you're good enough, they're going to grab you. Doesn't matter. If you're good enough, if you're one of those, this isn't, you know how in politics they're always talking about the one percenters or whatever, or the rich? This isn't even the one percenters. This is way smaller than the one percenters. So, anyways. Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, in my opinion, the NBA was better when players made names for themselves in college. I agree. Now, I agree. But see, I'm not a big NBA guy, so I'm probably not the best when it comes to what's right for the NBA. I'm talking about what's right for the college game. Karen says, Bill, does anybody really care about this college basketball thing? Well, yeah, I do. I mean, it's still a thing. College basketball is still a thing. Now, your Aggies, the problem with your Aggies is they have Billy Kennedy as their coach, and they should have kept my boy, Rick Stansberry, who was promised a job and then found out he was lied to. And he was the reason why they were bringing in those recruits. So, there's that. Nick points out to me, and I haven't heard this audio clip yet. Says, Bill, PJ Fleck, all class as he takes the high road during a halftime interview, responding to comments about Jerry Kill. Well, he's got, I would assume he's got no choice. I guess he does have choice. I mean, he could be a jerk. He could be a fake, like I think he probably is. But you could tell I'm not a PJ Fleck guy either. So what do we have coming up? We got some basketball coming up this weekend. We'll find out where the Vols are down the stretch here. They got to go to LSU. LSU just lost to the Gators. We'll find out about them. What's the college, before I get the break, I got to get the break. But what is the college football topic today for all of you folks? What's out there? What has you interested? You want to do the Georgia-Auburn thing? We talked about that a little bit yesterday before we get to the break. Georgia has agreed, and this will not happen until 20, so not this year coming up, not this playing portion of the season coming up. But Georgia and Auburn has always been a late season November thing. Beginning in 20, that game will be played actually differently. The Tennessee-Georgia game, which is always a late September, early October game, will be moved to the Auburn-Georgia slot. And the Georgia-Auburn slot will be moved to the Tennessee-Georgia slot. That means the Vols and Georgia, if Jeremy Pruitt gets them back, the Vols back. That means Georgia-Tennessee will be a pretty big game in the future. Meaning, let me rephrase that. It will be a pretty big late season game in the future. Now, that's on Jeremy Pruitt. If he doesn't get Tennessee back, it's just another route for the Dogs. He's recruiting well enough right now that seems to be trending that eventually he's going to get Tennessee back. That's what it looks like. But, again, we've got to see it. We got to get prima facie evidence. As Gator J would have said, many of you never got to hear Gator J. Was a prominent caller on the show. But he would always use the phrase prima facie evidence. That's what we need from Tennessee. Prima facie evidence. The recruiting news has been pretty good for them. But we need to see it on the field. Okay. Let's do this. Let's admit that we've busted about a tenth of a grade. And let's get the first break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Beating women and doing blow is what we do at Ohio.
A Donaldson crash being cleared near the MAPCO Mart on Stewart's Ferry Pike. Lafayette and Murfreesboro Pike have some slow spots to the east and to the west. 4th and 5th Avenue are heavy near Korean Vets Boulevard. ICU Security specializes in surveillance camera installation and service. Check them out at icusecurityinc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
I'm Eric Oprun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Looking for gifts you'll appreciate and love for an anniversary, birthday, or just because? And want to save 10% off? How about a gift card from America's favorite day spa, the Woodhouse Day Spa? The Woodhouse Day Spa Midtown, conveniently located by Vanderbilt University and Music Row, is your destination to relax and unwind. Give the gift of relaxation, stress reliever, and pure indulgence at the Woodhouse Day Spa, located at 2001 Division Street in Nashville, offering complimentary valet parking, champagne, mimosas, and chocolate, along with over 70 luxury spa services 7 days a week. Couples and therapeutic massage, skin care and body treatment, manicures and pedicures, plus don't forget several spa packages to choose from, including packages for couples like the Woodhouse Private Couples Retreat. They will help you and assist you with all of your gift-giving needs, and use the special code BALLPARK10, that's BALLPARK10, to save 10% off at the Woodhouse Day Spa Midtown Nashville location only. Call 615-717-7511 or go online to nashville.woodhousespas.com and use the code BALLPARK10.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From site writers to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
I'm the guy that holds the belt above my head.
If you do want to check it, 888-702-5494. Yesterday on the show, Thursday, some guy that I don't know, and I don't mean that to be demeaning. I just don't know him. With the Athletic, he's their handicapping guy, I guess. And Brett McMurphy had tweeted out some of his college football spreads for the playing portion of the season coming up. Just some random games. Actually, most of them were non-conference games, right? So anyways, and they looked off. Now, again, that's up to interpretation because gambling can take all kinds of twists and turns, right? But Brad Powers took those same numbers and put out his estimation on those games. And these are not official, but again, Brad Powers is our guy, meaning the guy that we go to for this. And the guy that we would trust with this. He can give you within a decimal point what the spread would be in some random game today. Or on a Friday before an actual game. Doesn't matter when. Could be way off into the future. It could be tomorrow. And here's what he sees. LSU in Texas. Now, this other guy had LSU favored by 8. I don't understand that. Doesn't make sense. Brad says it's more like -4. Now, I don't even know. What am I missing here? Why would LSU be necessarily favored over Texas? And again, let me readily admit, I'm not your handicapping spread setting guy. So I could be, it could just be me. Could just be me not knowing what the hell I'm talking about when it comes to point spreads. That's very possible. But Brad says -4. Now, I trust Brad. This guy had A&M at Clemson as a 20.5 point dog. Brad says, no, I've got 18. Now, Notre Dame, Georgia, actually Brad, who is a Notre Dame guy, has Notre Dame a bigger underdog than the other dude had. The other dude had Notre Dame at Georgia as a 10.5-point dog. Brad says 13. Yeah, I don't like Brad anymore. That's not nice. Some of these others I don't really remember. Ohio State minus 17, Brad says, versus Cincinnati. Florida minus 7.5, Miami. I think the other guy had 8, so that's about the same. Auburn minus 3, Oregon. I'm not sure why Auburn would be favored there. Washington State minus 10, Houston. Penn State minus 11, Pitt. What was the other? I don't remember the other number on that one. Now, here's one. Other dude had Michigan minus 28 versus Army. Brad says 23.5. 23.5. Let's go to Chicago, where if Jeff wanted to ice skate on Lake Michigan, he could, or he could come down here and drown. He's got either direction he could do. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, not much, man. That sounds like a tough choice right there. I don't know if I could ice skate, though, right now. I might be falling into that lake and probably only last 10 seconds then. Hey, first things first, though, and that's it. I mean, I think Steven Seabus missed his calling, man. That guy should have been in, like, a barbershop quartet or, like, some kind of choral group or something. I mean,
he nailed that, didn't he?
Dude, the way he hits the notes in that song and takes his time, I mean, he should be teaching music or something.
Correct.
It's perfect. It's awesome. The lyrics.
You know he works in a very, very rough and rugged high-level jail. That's his job.
Oh, dang. Wow. Well,
no telling, Jeff, no telling what he sees every day.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
But, dude, you know, like, and, you know, by the way, speaking of Brad, number one, I did sign up for his college basketball service. And although he had a rough night last night, like, so far, I mean, he's winning me money, man. And I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to use that money for spring break. It's going to be sweet. I mean, he's not quite as good as he is in football, but if you just stick with his plan, the way he lays it out in college basketball, you will win money over time. And I can attest to that personally. So I just wanted to say that. You can mention it later on during your segment.
Cool.
So where's spring break going to be?
Actually,
like Anaheim, Southern California, Yosemite, doing some stuff out there.
Oh.
Trying to pay some extra taxes out there, you know.
I hear you.
Yeah, sweet. They don't have enough, so we're just trying to get out there and spend some cash, you know. So spend some of that Brad Powers money. It'll be great. But, you know, not till April this year. Easter's late this year. But not to get too sidetracked. Oh, one thing I saw Brad tweet, though, yesterday, too, you know, something about Notre Dame is that somehow every game that Notre Dame plays against a pretty quality opponent, which is about 75% of their games, right? He claims that opponent the week before has a very easy matchup the week before nearly every
I
game,
saw that.
Which, yeah.
Almost everybody's got a bye before the Notre Dame game.
Yeah, like a bye or just a weak opponent, whatever the case may be. So that might be tough. But, hey, man, I just wanted to chime in because it's funny. I was talking with my son yesterday, and, of course, as soon as I saw Zion, the shoe blow out and him leave the game and them announce he's not returning, I'm like, oh, no. We're going to have to live with an entire day tomorrow of people talking about these guys getting paid and, oh, no, poor Zion got hurt. Now that could hurt his draft status, and he's not even getting paid, so on and so forth. And it's just, you know, the whole thing is getting old because, quite frankly, like, I mean, he's Now, it's a weird situation because you have like Markelle Fultz, who gets picked number one out of Washington. I guarantee the average fan didn't watch him play one regular season game while he was at Washington. Still got picked number one. Zion's going to get picked number one. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, when Brandon Jennings, and this was around like 08 or 09, he decided to go to Europe or Asia, I think it was, right? Played a season in Asia and then got picked fifth overall. I mean, what is wrong with that? Like, and then like last year, you know, the Bulls draft Wendell Carter Jr. and you have Wendell Carter Jr.'s mom, you know, complaining about Duke, complaining about, you know, the situation in college. Oh, it's so unfair. Oh, these guys aren't getting paid. Oh no. You know, like, you know what? Go to Europe. The G League has an option now for you too. Like, no one is forcing you to sign with a college team.
Here's the other thing. Brandon Jennings never turned out to be very good, right?
Well, he did actually have. Now, he's not good anymore, but he was on. He did have like 4 or 5 really good years. Not sure if he was an all-star one year or not, but I mean, where he was averaging like 20, and I mean, he was, you know, he was a starter. He was pretty good.
Okay.
He was on track to be really good. I'm not sure if he got just derailed by injuries or just his team situation wasn't working out, whatever. But, no, he certainly did have some good years, right? So I'm just saying that, like, these guys, like, the argument that they don't get anything from college, too, like, these guys do get something from being at Duke. Like, if they didn't go to Duke, they wouldn't be on TV as much.
Well, hey, if you go to North Carolina, you get free academics. You don't have to do anything. So how about that?
Yeah, you don't even have to show up for class. You're just people are going to write your papers for you. You're just going to get the grade. I mean, look, that happens to one extent or another everywhere. My mother-in-law was a grad teacher at Michigan, and you know, she had football players in her class, and she's like, hey, they're real nice. They always come up and give you some kind of explanation about why whatever they're turning in sucks, right? And then right before the end of the semester, you get a call from someone saying, hey, make sure you pass these guys. I mean, that type of stuff happens everywhere. Not as blatant as North Carolina, right? But the fact that they got off, yes, you're correct, when the evidence was like – right there in front of everybody. It's ridiculous. But the fact of the matter is these guys do get something from the colleges, and there's really only like a couple of guys on each team. Like, what are you going to pay the guy on the bench that's like the 12th guy on scholarship or, you know, like the third team O-lineman? Is he going to get paid as much as like a Leonard Fournette in the college game? I mean, it's just – I'm just saying people don't think this through. And they think that these guys aren't getting anything. I mean, they're
I hear you, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, I'm late here at the bottom.
Right.
But
go to
no,
Europe. That's my advice. Okay,
I hear you, brother. Be good, man.
Okay.
Yep.
Later.
Thank you, Jeff. Let's get the break here. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
We beat your asses, boy. I'll let you, Bill. These boys are so lame, man.
A wreck on I-24 westbound across from the Hickory Hollow Parkway exit. It's taking up the left shoulder. You can watch the action live now at ontimetraffic.net. Another wreck in front of Del Frisco's Grill on 12th Avenue South. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original hot chicken restaurant. Download the app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Most companies ask for applicants with experience. But where do you get that unless someone hires you in the first place? Let the U.S. Air Force help. We offer comprehensive job training in over 140 specialties and will help with education costs to finish your degree. Gain unmatched experience for your untapped potential with the U.S. Air Force. Call Master Sergeant Justin Nixon at 615-500-4868. This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force and Nashville Sports Radio.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For February, try the Philly Cheesesteak Sub with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Middle Tennessee. You won't want to miss the Grizzlies as they face Doc Rivers and the Clippers Friday the 22nd at 7 p.m. The first 5,000 fans will receive a Jaren Jackson Jr. shoot dance figure. Grab tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP. Then, it's Health Night at FedEx Forum presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And you won't want to miss the Grizzlies as they take on one of the greatest players of our generation, LeBron James, and the Lakers Monday the 25th at 7 p.m. Grab your tickets by calling 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com. Today. College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Well, let me just say this to all my brethren in the South. Hey, man, I frankly don't give a damn about none of y'all. Black, white, orange, green. And if I had my way South, I would go get a pair of scissors and cut everything off the damn map from Ohio below and this east of Texas.
Yeah, Black was playing around there. Now, it feels like where we're at here in the 615, it feels like we're actually cut off and floating with the rain we've had. Maybe Black got that done, and that's why we feel so wet right now. Maybe that's it. Yeah, Brad Powers in hour number three, handicapping. So if you've got any questions for... And this weekend, obviously, it's going to be basketball. If you've got any questions. Or, hey, if you want him to project a game in college football coming up, we can do that, too. You want him to estimate? He's good at that. Yeah, something that Jeff in Chicago was talking about. Brad Powers tweeted, Notre Dame is at a huge scheduling disadvantage in 2019. Now, I know all of you Notre Dame haters, which is a big group, are just weeping right now, uncontrollably weeping about this. Here is their schedule, and here's what happens to the team before they play Notre Dame. Louisville has a bye. New Mexico has a bye. Georgia plays Arkansas State. Again, this is the week before. Virginia plays Old Dominion. Bowling Green has a bye. Southern Cal has a bye. Michigan's got to go to Penn State. That's not a break. Virginia Tech has a bye. Duke and East Tennessee's favorite coach of all time, Coach Cut, has a bye before the Notre Dame game. Duke. Navy's got a bye. Boston College has a bye. Stanford has a bye. No, Stanford has Cal. Sorry. So there you go. The Fighting Irish. I know all of you are now probably pulling off to the shoulder on the road when you're driving and you're weeping. over the plight of the Irish. How unfair it is. How the fix is in. How everything is stacked against them. I know you're all weeping. I know this audience. Karen says, I'm going to be on the road to God's country, which is to her now College Station. Used to be Key Largo, but now it's College Station. She says, for Brad coming up later, I want the plus 20 thing in the Clemson Aggies game. And how can I get that placed? Yeah, I'll talk to Brad about that. And then you two can work that out. Just saying. She goes on to say, talking about being proactive in making excuses for sucking again, Notre Dame wins. Fighting Irish have to play a schedule that basically has most every team getting a bye before they play the Irish. Yeah, I've already got the excuses going for the audience. So if they go back to where they were a couple of years ago when they ended up, what was their record, 4-8? Yeah, a couple of years back. So 18, I think it was the 16 season. They went 4-8. Everything went against them. I'm just starting the excuses right now. Correct. I'm already going with it. It's stacked against the Irish. Speaking of the Vols, isn't that what we were doing there? They play at LSU. That's a big game. Big basketball game. If a basketball game regular season can be big, that's a pretty big game. Got to go down there to Baton Rouge and play Will Wade. Will Wade is a 6'1 fiver. Yeah, I'm conflicted with that one because he's from here. Went to Franklin Road Academy, one of the hoity-toity private schools of this area. And went to Clemson, didn't play basketball, but worked with the basketball team, was a student assistant, whatever. Then got hired a few years later by Tommy Amaker at Harvard. And then got hired at VCU. By Shaka Smart. And now, actually went to Chattanooga to be the head coach. Got that job, did a good job. Parlayed that to going back to VCU to be the head guy. And then got the LSU job. He's done a good job at LSU. Now, the Gators beat him the other night, but he's done a good job. So Tennessee's got to go there. And we'll see what happens with that. Eric in Indiana says, Bill, I love the Irish. No excuses for the upcoming season. Yeah, Eric's pretty up. Eric's is grounded, though. I mean, he's on firm footing. Others, not so much about the season coming up. I've said this. Let me look at the clock, see what we got here. I have to get the break, but. At Notre Dame, and, you know, compared to any other member of the, quote, media, I keep up with Notre Dame more. I enjoy the topic. I enjoy the studying. I enjoy the whole thing. And being a guy who's certainly way more pro-Notre Dame than anti-Notre Dame, me, I'm also realistic. I don't know that in the current setup you can win an Natty there. I think you can get there to play somebody to get there, but I don't think you can ultimately win it because I don't think you can stack a roster at Notre Dame that can beat Alabama or Clemson or teams like that. The choice teams, Georgia, the choice teams like that, that you have to get by to do it. And we've got a couple examples. We've got 2012, the Alabama game, and we've got just now the Clemson game. And you really weren't competitive either way. Now, to me, that's proof. That's not just one random sampling. That's proof. Now, I think you're good enough to be top five from time to time, which is damn good. But to be the last team standing, I don't know that you can recruit, at least in the current setup, to Notre Dame to do that. I had a guy tell me, let me get the break, but we were having lunch. It was about 5 years ago. It was a guy that's best friends with Brian Kelly, and he was in town, and we were having lunch. And he sat there and told me, he says, you're not going to win a national championship at Notre Dame, but you could be good. And this is coming from his best buddy, which to me meant that's what Brian Kelly thinks. Now, would they ever admit that? No, 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 they would never admit that. But I think that's the realistic spot where we are at right now. Let me get the break. One more break here in hour number one. Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a Tennessee fan with a tattoo of Lane Kiffin on his left butt cheek? What if I told you he keeps a fifth of Dickel number 12 in his orange Tony Lama boots on game day? What if I told you he coined the term Fatmer? ESPC 30 for 30 presents The Cattleman from Cosby.
A wreck on I-24 westbound across from the Hickory Hollow Parkway exit. It's taking up the left shoulder. You can watch the action live now at ontimetraffic.net. Another wreck in front of Del Frisco's Grill on 12th Avenue South. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original hot chicken restaurant. Download the app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-204-0145 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable.
Operators are waiting at 800-204-0145 to take your call now. Call 800-204-0145. That's 800-201-0145. Again, 800-204-0145.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning has a flash flood watch continuing through Saturday night. The showers we get of a thunderstorm today are high 53. The more showers we get of a thunderstorm with heavy rainfall overnight. Temperatures will rise to the upper 50s by dawn. Again, there's a flash flood watch in effect through Saturday night. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rod Tanner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
We'll be right back.
body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
Kelly beat Saban. Freeze can coach. He might cheat and call the hookers, but he can coach football.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Oh, we're presented by the Omni. Let me ask you a question. If your coach can cheat and call the hookers, except he wins big, would you be okay with it? Let's say he cheats and he calls the hookers, just like the Cosby Cattleman just said, but he never gets caught. You're good with that, right? He's winning big. He's making you happy. What difference does it make to you that he's calling hookers? It's not your deal. Stay out of his private life. Hugh Freeze now at Liberty. Jim in West Palm says, Bill, I'm glad that you're talking about Notre Dame's limitations. They have little chance of winning at all, but they've got more of a chance than A&M, who has no chance. Jim trolling Karen there. Which is pretty good. Aggies, now we're talking about scheduling. Notre Dame, everybody except Michigan and who was it? Stanford gets Cal the week before, but most everybody gets a bye before Notre Dame. A&M's got to go to Clemson, they got to go to Georgia, and they got to play Alabama. They're going to be heavy underdogs in all three of those. Going to be tough. Going to be real tough. If you ask me right now, would I take 1-2 in those three? Probably would. Because you're outmanned in each one of those games. I'd take 1-2 right now. If I'm Jimbo. I understand Jimbo would not take that deal. Jimbo's going to go play the game. Let me get Alan in here, who's checked in. What's up, Alan?
Hey, Bill. Listen, I didn't get a chance to talk to you last week, and I really, really feel awful about the David Williams situation over there at Vanderbilt.
Right.
The man was a trailblazer, and I really hate that he didn't get to have more of his at least semi-retirement. But I was an admirer of the guy, and I loved to hear him talk. And I tell you what, I've always had the attitude about Vanderbilt, like Coach Woodruff used to have when he was AD up on the hill, said that there was a time when there was a lot of animosity between the two, but when it got down to it, Coach Woodruff found out that they were some of their best friends. And that's the way I've always looked at Vanderbilt. But anyway, to David Williams, rest in peace.
Yeah, I one of the best conversations I had is he came by the Space Needle, and we spent an hour together talking, and this is before they implemented full cost of scholarship, but we just had some philosophical conversations, and it was intriguing. I really enjoyed his presence. I agree with you, my friend.
Yeah, he was much more than just an AD.
Right.
Bill, I tell you what, let's just go into fantasy land here for just a minute. And I heard this on the radio the other day, and it'd be a heck of a thing to look into. If the fantasy came true and UT was to win the national championship in men's basketball, would it be the first team to win a national championship without a top 100 player on their roster? And somebody was talking about that the other day on another show, and I just thought that was kind of ironic.
It would have to be in modern history. I mean, if we go through – I'm thinking, I mean, I've got a mental knowledge. I've got knowledge probably since the 70s. 70s forward, And I can't think of a team that won the national championship that did not have. Now, you're talking about a recruited prospect, or are you talking about a prospect currently?
Yeah, doesn't have a player on their roster that when they came out of high school, they were not in the top 100 since they've been keeping track of that stuff.
Right, right. I don't think that there is.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, let's be a trailblazer in that. What do you say?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you.
And let me ask you one more question. Have you seen the kid from over at Bell Buckle play at Webb School?
I've read all about him. He's a 6'5", 6'6", combo, two guard, small forward, but I have not seen him, no.
Okay, well, I haven't either, but from what I hear, he's the real deal. And according to those crystal ball projections, we got a pretty good shot at him.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. Bell Buckle, Tennessee. I'll talk about that. Thank you, Alan. Hour 2 coming up, presented by the Omni.
Well, this snake comes up to a railroad track. He wants to cross it. So he looks to his left. He looks to his right. There's no train coming, and up over the first track he goes. He's ready to go across the second one. He looks to his left, looks to his right. No train coming. Off he goes. Son of a gun, here comes a train. Cuts a piece of his tail off. So now he's on the other side of the track there, and he sees his tail there, and he says, I got to go back and get my tail. So he gets ready to go back across. So he looks to his left, looks to his right. No train coming. Off he goes. Sure as heck, here comes a train. Cuts his head off. What's the moral of the story? Don't lose your head over a little piece of tail.